Welcome to our second lecture on design and the environment. Today, you will hear from Dr. Peter Jones from the Center for Greener Living. He is an architect and works with cities around the world to help them become greener or more eco-friendly.
Thank you so much for inviting me to speak to you today. As you just heard, I work with cities. I help them to become more eco-friendly. In part, this means getting cities to use less energy and to produce less trash and pollution. I am going to tell you about some different cities and three ways they are helping the environment. First, cities can lower their overall energy use through good building design. For example, people can have gardens on the roofs of buildings. The gardens keep the building cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. The people in the building can grow their own vegetables, which means that they don't need to use fuel to transport the food. This also saves energy. Cities like Malmo in Sweden, New York City in the US, and Singapore, a modern city-state and island country in Southeast Asia, are all trying this approach. Singapore has also designed a housing project that uses the wind to keep apartments cool. There is enough space between the tall buildings for the wind to blow through. The second way to help the environment is to drive less. People will drive less if they have good public transportation or if they ride bicycles or walk. Cities like Copenhagen in Denmark and Portland, Oregon in the US have many miles of bicycle trails. People often ride their bicycles to work. Other cities build better train and bus systems. Reykjavik in Iceland has buses that use hydrogen power instead of gas. Hydrogen power makes less pollution than gas. Curitiba, Brazil used money to make the bus system better rather than build more roads. Now they have a very good bus system that goes to every neighborhood. Third, cities can help the environment by recycling trash. In addition to its great bus system, Curitiba also has a very good recycling system. Residents can recycle their trash and get bus tickets and food in return. They recycle 70% of their trash. This saves about 1,200 trees every day. Other cities have good recycling programs too. In Barcelona, Spain, they have color-coded bins everywhere. This makes people aware of recycling. Everyone knows exactly where to throw trash. For example, the green bins are for glass and the blue bins are for paper. In addition to recycling, some cities try to reduce trash. Plastic bags are a big source of trash. Many cities ban plastic bags for this reason. Stores can't give out plastic bags, so people bring their own bags. The important thing is that cities really can become more eco-friendly. Through good building design, a lesser need for cars, and good recycling programs, cities can lower their energy use and reduce trash and pollution.